when you hear the fanfare, that means it's time to go off to the movies with our resident movie reviewer, Matt Olien. Matt, I don't know, is this a sequel? Is this a prequel? Is this in the franchise of Willy Wonka, the new Wonka film?
It's an origin story. Okay. So it's the third Wonka film, you know, 1971, the famous Gene Wilder film that I saw as a kid anyway. And then the ill-fated Tim Burton, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory in 2005 with one of the strangest performances in movie history Johnny Depp pulled off as Willy Wonka. And now Timothy Chalamet takes the role in an origin story of how he became a chocolatier. So it's directed by Paul King, who directed the two Paddington movies, which are really good. If people have not seen the Paddington movies, they're hilarious and wonderful. And so Paul King infuses kind of this funny, exuberant style that he used so well in the Paddington movies to this film. Neil Hannon writes the song, so it is a musical, and I think some people are confused by that when they see Wonka. And it's kind of one of these movies, Ashley, that it's kind of a musical and kind of not a musical. It's not a full-blooded musical because there's not a ton of songs in it. So it's one of these one foot in the water, one foot out, where it's like The Greatest Showman was, kind of. Like, it's not a full-blooded musical like Oliver or West Side Story, and I think that's maybe an issue for people. But it's a $600 million worldwide hit. This is really done well at the box office. I liked it a little better than I thought I was going to, Ashley. Not sure if we need a Wonka origin story. Origin stories are all the rage now in movies, and I blame George Lucas for The Phantom Menace back in 1999, which was the original kind of origin story that started this off, and of course it was a horrible movie, The Phantom Menace was. This is better, and I think the songs aren't great. There's a couple good numbers. The Scrub Scrub song early in the movie is the one I like the best. Chalamet's singing is average, middling, I would say. He's not a trained singer, but he gives his all as Wonka. So this Wonka is really not the Gene Wilder we see later. This is not the kind of creepy, kind of borderline sadistic Willy Wonka that we see in that movie. He's very effervescent and full of life and wants to sell chocolates in this new town that he arrives in, but he's met with a lot of resistance from the local already established chocolatiers. So he plays him much more as kind of this wide-eyed innocent who wants to feed the world. And we'll see if there's a second film, which kind of maybe explores a little more of the more teaching kids a lesson that we get with Gene Wilder. So liked it to a degree. It's not as good as the Paddington movies, but it's making a lot of money. And let me say too, Ashley, I think what makes this too is the supporting cast. Jim Carter from Downton Abbey fame. Keegan-Michael Key is hilarious as the police inspector. Sally Hawkins plays Wonka's mother. Hugh Grant plays an Oompa Loompa. Rowan Atkinson is in this. Olivia Colman. Calla Lane plays the little girl Noodle, who kind of helps Wonka with his business and get things started. She's very good as well. So the supporting cast really does a good job. But I would say this. A friend of mine who saw it said to me, she said, the music could be here or not here, it would be the same movie. And so she had kind of the same opinion that it's not really a full-blooded musical, mm-hmm. and you could take the songs out and it would kind of be the same movie. So that was my only kind of drawback there a little bit. There is one song that they sing that is from the original 1971 movie. I won't tell you what that is, but the rest are all original songs by Neil Hannon. No one's ever going to get this confused with West Side Story, Oliver, or My Fair Lady, songs that we can all hum to this day. It's not going to be that kind of a big deal with the music.
Yeah, there was that Oompa Loompa, dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, that's in there.
Sure,
it's not in this movie, but that's in the original movie.
Yeah.
So, but I would say Chalamet, who's a huge film star right mm-hmm. now, and Dune Part 2 comes out in 2 weeks, Ashley, he's going to be in that too.
Wow.
He's everything he's in kind of, you know, turns to gold at this point.
Having some moments.
And at $600 million worldwide, I expect a second Wonka movie from this with Timothy Chalamet. I would not be surprised. So it is funny in parts. There's a giraffe scene that's hilarious. Yes, Timothy Chalamet milks a giraffe in this movie. You'll have to go see to see what I'm talking about. But the supporting cast is good. The production design is really good. And I would give it a tentative thumbs up to go see it if people have not seen it yet.
Okay. Well, Chalamet is the third youngest person to get an acting nominee at age 22. Mm-hmm. The youngest nominee for actor ever.
Jackie Cooper in Skippy, 1931.
At age 9.
Yes.
He's still holding this record here. Nobody's beat that. Held the record for 92 years. Quite a theme for that film, as there was somebody who held a record there for 86 years as the youngest to be nominated in what?
So the question is, who held a record for 86 years to be the youngest nominated in which category? Talking a different category than Best
Different
Lead
category,
Actor.
But same film.
Oh, in Skippy. Wow. In the movie Skippy, someone held a record for 86 years and the youngest? I don't know.
The director.
Norman Taurog?
Yep. Was replaced in 2017 by...
Was that Damien Chazelle for La La Land?
La La Land, right. Yep. We've been to the movies with Matt Olien.